Hello there. My name is Vicki Henry, and I am the host of People of Vista podcast. And this series is all about Vista City Council meetings. My goal with this endeavor was to take a city council meeting, which can last anywhere from 2 to 5, so long, and condense all the information, the general idea, down into 20 minutes or less for the community so they can feel engaged and informed, and you can have something to talk about with your coworkers on whatever day you're listening to this. So that's my goal. It has been stated, and we're going to get right into it. This is for the City of Vista Council meeting that took place on April 9th, 2024. It was 2 hours and 35 minutes. The City Council members are, in case you were wondering, I don't think I'm going to do this every time, but maybe this first time it's a good just quick reminder for you. So we have our mayor, John Franklin. We have the deputy mayor, Katie Melendez. We have council member Karina Contreras, council member Joe Green, and council member Dan O'Donnell. All of them were present for this meeting. They started with the presentations, and this one was cute. It was a Happy Earth Month, an official proclamation for April 2024 as Earth Month. So, Happy Earth Month to everyone. Nancy Jones, aka Farmer Jones, was there to accept the proclamation and make a little speech. She accepted it on behalf of the Alta Vista Botanical Gardens that is in Bringle Terrace Park. And she wanted to let everyone know that they are having an Earth Day festival. It's very popular every year. And this year it is on Saturday, April 20th from 10 to 3. And it is a free family event. So highly recommend you get over there and celebrate the Earth at the Alta Vista Gardens. The city also kind of outlined a few things that they have been, some initiatives that they've taken in this kind of vein of sustainability. They mentioned a styrofoam ban. I feel like I should go see some of my favorite fast food places and see if that's taking place there. They did say they are reaching out to food services in an effort to use less plastic. They have commissioned, or they have initiated a new environmental commission. So that should be interesting. They are committed to the 2021 Climate Action Plan. They are planting more trees in parks and around the city. And they also encourage sustainable transportation practices for their employees. So it's front of mind for them. And isn't that great? The second presentation item was to declare June 12th, 2024, San Diego County Fair Day, or as I still refer to it, the Del Mar Fair. Did you know it began in 1880? There was a representative there on behalf of the fair to share that Vista is the partner for their banner program this year. And it's the very first time they've done it with Vista. What that means is there's going to be 40 banners across the county, I guess, and they will feature 30 Vista residents. And those residents get to keep the banners once the fair is over. How fun is that? And how do I get on one? There was also a small business partnership with Tasty Chips. The owner, Lori Sutherland, was there at the meeting to represent her business. And if you find yourself at the San Diego County Fair this summer, make sure you stop by Tasty Chips, that's T-A-S-T-I, and get some yummy fair food and support a Vista business at the same time. The third presentation item was to declare April 10th, 2024, Clean Energy Alliance Day. Now, I did not know who Clean Energy Alliance was, and maybe you don't either, but you should, and I should, because on April 1st of this year, CEA, as I will refer to it going forward, they are now the energy supplier. And SDG&E is just like the delivery service. So CEA purchases the energy, SDG&E gives it to us and manages our bills, and then we just get the energy. It's like a seamless process. But I didn't know that this had happened. So this came about, or this, the city council approved this initiative, so this move over to CEA. They are a community choice aggregator. And so they are operational in local cities, not just Vista. So it's Carlsbad, Del Mar, Solana Beach, Escondido, San Marcos, and Oceanside. Oceanside and Vista, both of those city councils approved it in 2022. And this is the year where the service begins. So it began on April 1st, and we are all a part of it. So we are all automatically enrolled in the 75% renewable energy program, which is like their middle tier. And I feel like we're getting off track here because it's a lot of information. And believe me, I've read it so many times, I'm still not sure. But you have the option to, now that you know about it, you have the option to opt up, which would take you to 100% renewable energy. You could opt down to their more basic, which I think is 50% renewable. Or you could even opt out. There's like an enrollment period. I believe it's 60 days from April 1st. So if you have questions, and I'm guessing you do, there are lots of opportunities for you to get information on this. Number one, there's going to be a town hall on May 10th at the city council. I don't know what time. I'm sorry, they didn't say, but Councilmember O'Donnell's going to be running it, and that's on May 10th at the city hall. There's also going to be a virtual CEA discussion, and that's on April 22nd at 6 p.m. with Katie Melendez. So those are two upcoming dates that you can learn more about it. Obviously, you can go to their website, which is, let me get that for you, which is thecleanenergyalliance.org. And also, they have board meetings. They actually have two board meetings every month. So, and they invite people to come. They're happy and they're welcoming to all residents who want to come and voice their opinion, ask questions, or just witness what's going on there. They meet on the last Thursday of every month at 2 p.m. That's at the Oceanside City Council Chambers. And then they also have an advisory board that meets the second Thursday at 1 p.m. and it's at the same place. So you're welcome to go there. They're also doing a lot of community outreach. So number one, you were supposed to have received a postcard about this 60 days ago, then 30 days ago. You will receive one. You will receive one or two more going forward. And they're also going to be at some community events. Like they will be at the farmers market. So that's on Saturdays at the courthouse. They're going to be at the Earth Day event at the Botanical Gardens. They are also going to be at the Strawberry Festival. So you have a lot of opportunities to get to know what this is and take advantage of that, because I had no idea, never heard of them. Though I am kind of considering upgrading to the 100% renewable. I think like they say you get some kind of recognition, and you know, who doesn't love a little pat on the back? All right. So that is that presentation section. Usually they hold oral communications, which is where anyone from the city can come up and say something to the members. They usually do that at the end, but they were kind enough to move it up to the middle of the meeting. And I don't know, I just feel like they should do that every time. Because if you're there to talk about something that's important to you, having to wait till 8, 9, 10, 11 p.m. just doesn't feel right, you know? So they moved it up. There weren't that many contributors this time, but just to give you an idea of the kinds of things people bring to the meetings, I always find that part actually my favorite part. That's like the most interesting part to me. There was one resident who came up to request help with an ADU build and connecting it to sewer, and like, it's very expensive. Can you help me? Can we do something about this? So you only get, I feel like it's 90 seconds. Maybe it's 2 minutes. I don't know how long it is, but it's a short period. So you kind of have to keep that in mind too. If you're going to come talk, you got to like be ready. You got to know what you want to say. Another resident came up to talk about pickleball fields and how, or are they called fields? They're called courts, pickleball courts, and how they would like some more at Bringle Terrace. And as someone with a mother who loves pickleball, I totally agree with this one. They need more at Bringle. The other speakers, there were four more, and they all called in via Zoom, and they were all expressing concerns about cannabis use. Then we move on to public hearing. There's only one item on this part, and it was all about a code amendment to allow supplemental parking at one or two family dwellings. So that's like a house, let's say your neighbor, they have too many cars to fit on their driveway. Maybe there's not enough street parking, so they end up parking a car on the grass. And then people get annoyed because they're like, that looks awful. And then they tell the city, they complain, then the complaint leads to a citation, and then no one's happy. So they wanted to come up with an amendment to try and fix this problem, and it was approved unanimously. So that's good news for those people in that situation. And basically what it allows for is owners to build one supplemental parking space. So there's rules. It has to be adjacent to your current driveway. It has to be permanently constructed, like out of concrete. It has to match your driveway, and you have to make sure you're still parking like perpendicular to the street. There was also something about curbs and 40 feet, but like math. So I just said, yeah, if that's something you want to do, you can talk to the city. But FYI, people are doing that, and that's a good thing. So you can get your application in if you need more parking in your front yard. And I love to get a quote from the city council members. And on this one, Joe Green said, quote, he's all for this. Moving on to discussion items. The first one was about e-bike safety training and rebate program. So this is a really cool program that Vista came up with on its own to support safety for cyclists, specifically for kids, because we noticed that a lot of kids are riding e-bikes to school. Very popular thing to do nowadays. And so what this does is it, number one, offers safety training for said e-bike rider. And two, it offers you a rebate. So you can get money back for your e-bike purchase. And we know those are not cheap. So they range from $50 to $400 that you can get back. And that all depends on where you purchased your bike. But you do have to be a resident of Vista, and you do have to have your purchase receipt with you. And they're going to have virtual trainings, and they're also going to have in-person trainings. And they are encouraging minors to sign up. So they really want kids who are riding their e-bikes to school and around town to take one of these training classes. And then parents, you get money back. It's a win-win. And then all the funding for this, in case you were curious, I'm never curious about that. I don't know. But in case you are, the funding is coming from income from cannabis sales in the city. So they get, you know, they're making money on the cannabis sales, and they're trying to use that money for great, helpful, supportive initiatives for Vista. And if you're hearing this, please tell people about this. Tell your friends who have e-bikes, because, you know, that's one of the struggles of I think a city council, any city council, is getting the word out. Even if they're trying to have all of these really positive and helpful initiatives, if no one knows about it, then, you know, kind of what's the point? Okay. Discussion item two was about public art programs to address graffiti. This was brought forward by Councilwoman Contreras, and she wanted to more just kind of get the discussion going. How can we come together and support the community, kind of like in a beautification project? So maybe we can have opportunities for murals instead of blank space for graffiti in the areas where it's happening the most. And on this note, really good news. If you find that your fence or your wall or something on your private property has been, quote, graffitied, is that a verb? I think so. You can call the city, and it is in their interest. They are very focused on this. They will come out and help you remove it. Maybe they remove it for you for free. I don't know the details, but absolutely, before you get upset, before you go to the store and buy your paint, call the city and tell them about it. You can call your council member, email, call the main line, and they'll get you to the person you need to go to. Or you can use the Access Vista app, which is a free app that you can download on your phone. And that is how you can send lots of, I guess, any concerns that you have. It's a really useful, easy to use app. Sometimes during discussion meetings, community members can come up and add to the discussion. And on this day, one gentleman came up, and though he wasn't talking about graffiti, it was a kind of a separate kind of, what do you call graffiti? Like a disturbance? He lives in an area where there happens to be a short-term rental. So this house is owned by someone who rents it out on Airbnb, let's say, and they refer to it on the listing as the party house. And so as such, people go there to party. They have tons of cars, loud music, up late, lots of noise, all of the things that are disruptive. Disruptive, was that the word? Anyway, they came last to the last meeting. This was a big topic. There were a lot of people there to talk about this problem. And so he was just here to reiterate that it's still an issue. Don't forget about me. And in response, the mayor told him that they're going to be discussing this very thing at the planning commission meeting on May 7th. And then they will report back to the city council, I believe, on May 24th. So if that's something that you're dealing with as well, know that they are talking about it, but those are two opportunities for you to share your experience as well. That's pretty much it. They did talk at the end about summer programs with the city. So if you have an interest in sports, or your kids want to get in sports, I know they have basketball, they have sand volleyball, and multi-sport camps. They also have, that's in addition to their regular summer camps, which are like week long. And if you want more information about that, you can go to vistarecreation.com. So I hope that this was helpful for you. 3 hours and 25 minutes, and we did it in under 20 minutes, which was my goal, my personal goal. I hope you feel more connected, more informed, that you feel closer to your community after listening to this. So we'll see you next time. Have a great day, Vista.